3. Careers. Dialogue. Why is it so hard to find a good job and have the sort of career I need?
I don't know. You tell me. What is it that you want to do?
I want a good job as a manager that pays well and is interesting.
But a manager of what? You don't sound as though you have thought this through very well.
What do you mean? I've been thinking about it ever since I got into university.
Ah, that might be the problem. You've been thinking about it, but have you been planning how you intend to get there?
Yes, I've written my resume and I've been to several of those job seminars.
So, what sort of work are you interested in? What are you majoring in at university?
I'm doing commerce and want to get into marketing.
Okay, there's a start. What sort of marketing do you want to get into?
I don't know. Anything that pays well.
Well, it sounds to me that you have an attitude problem right there. You need a clear idea of exactly where your job interests lie, and money should be your last consideration.
But it's important that I get well paid for the work I do.
Hey, hang on a minute. First you need to work out what part of the marketing industry you like, then you have to realise you will be starting at the bottom.
But I'll have a university degree, so I won't have to start at the bottom.
I'm afraid you are in for a bit of a rude shock. Your degree is like a ticket that may get you through the front door, but you need a lot more before you can join the party.
How much more do I need? If I get a good degree, why isn't it enough?
How many people do you think are going to be applying for the job you want?
Well, a lot, I suppose.
So, have you really thought it through? Have you made a list of your strengths and your weaknesses? Have you worked out how you are going to sell your abilities?
No, not really.
Well, believe me, that's the name of the game. Selling your ideas, selling your ability, convincing someone you are the best choice for the job. That's what selling's all about. ¶¶